On the line, as he is every Wednesday at this time, the chairman of the Board of Supervisors, James Gore. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Pat.
Don't know if the Board of Supervisors got a contact high during yesterday's meeting, but there was lot of discussion about pot.
You know, it's 2 years into, trying to bring pot both out of cultivation, you know, moving from marijuana to cannabis and recreation to adult use, as they like to coin these issues, has been a fascinating ride, and it's just continuing to be bumpy, but trying to make progress.
Let's talk about the 10-acre minimum when it comes to pot farming. Where are we talking about, and how many permits have been requested about?
Well, since the very beginning of this, when we started to see this in early 2016 after the election that legalized cannabis throughout California, I've been a big advocate for two things: community compatibility, but then like the right kind of guidance for business to be able to get the right kind of cultivation in the right kind of places. And from the beginning, one of the things that we've seen is that there was a lot of folks that wanted to be able to grow and cultivate on small lots. And so we've created over the last couple of years three different kind of exclusion zones, I would call it. Number one is that there was 30, you know, the rural residential and ag residential were about 34,000, you know, parcels in Sonoma County. So that was thrown out, and that, you know, it was a big issue. There was a couple thousand people who were already growing in those zones, and they said, hey, we're not under 2 acres. We're actually at 10 to 15 acres. You're throwing the baby out with the bathwater. You know, you're not doing this right. But the reality is that a lot of those grows were in places that really impacted neighbors, and it just wasn't, in my mind, appropriate. There were safety issues, other things, and the board voted 3-2 to do that. And then we put this back on the table because we were continuing to have people apply for stuff that has small acreage that's near to other neighbors. And so this is another attempt to say, hey, you know, get this stuff on bigger lots. It's appropriate. It's legal. It's, accepted in our community. But let's make sure that we don't have community issues. So this is another 5,000 parcels that are excluded. And here we go.
Yep. Yeah, not a lot of people unhappy about that. And it's just about impossible to place those pot farms in a situation where nobody's going to have a problem with it. And apparently at yesterday's meeting, some people who live near the West County Regional Trail in Grayton are having a big problem with the fact that a pot farm there is pretty much adjacent to the bike trail.
Yeah, and this is a proposal, right? So this came in, the reality is when you're making policy from scratch, like something like bringing cannabis from the black market into mainstream, you don't even see the effects of your policies until you start to see the proposals come in. So, for instance, this proposal for this thing out in Grayton was a surprise to everybody on our board because it's right near a trail that we consider to be managed, operated by regional parks, but it doesn't qualify under county code as a park. It has a different designation in law. So, but our thing is that was our intent to include these things that are community assets. And this is not just like a little farm. This is a pretty, the proposal is a pretty big footprint. And so I can understand why people are concerned, and, you know, but this applicant has a right to apply under the current law. But I'll tell you, it was pretty clear from unanimous from our board yesterday that we're gonna fix that element and make sure it fits with what's going on.
How do you do that, James? Because, of course, you know, whatever policy the board comes up with, you know, there are going to be exceptions to it. There are going to be variances that we don't even know about yet that are going to come up. So how do you reconcile the two?
Well, the big thing is that what you do is you in government talk, what you do is you make sure all these applications in areas like that are discretionary, which means that they have full public review. They go to the Planning Commission. They can be appealed to the Board of Supervisors. If they don't fit community compatibility, if they don't have water, whatever, if they have light issues, those could be either approved with conditions or they could be outright denied if they don't fit. right? So what you do is you don't just say this is an over-the-counter permit. And there's a lot of people who get very concerned when an application is submitted. And so we start getting notes from people that are like accusing us of doing bad things. But the first we heard about it was on Friday also, right? So, I would just say that, you know, there's some people who think that because somebody can apply for something, it means that it's going to pass.
Yeah.
But I would say
that's just no better than that.
Yeah.
So as of the middle of next month, Supervisor Gore, will I be able to buy recreational pot at any dispensary in the county? All right. Very good.
Yes.
Well, a lot of people have been waiting for that designation, and also I have to bring up one more thing because I've heard the stories about this quarry in the Penn Grove area. It's not a new story, but there have been a lot of back and forth about it, and the developer as involved in it is obviously trying to move forward. And where do we stand on that issue near Penn Grove?
Well, basically, there's a lot of these really heavy land use projects like this one that was passed about 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's a lot of truck traffic.
Yeah, that have, let's say they have 150 or 200 conditions applied to them. Like, if you're going to do this project, you got to build the road out this way. If you're going to do this project, you got to do this, 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 and this. You got to make sure the water quality, right? That's the way this land use stuff works. And then when people try and make them work on the ground, sometimes they come back and they say, you know, the conditions that were approved in a hearing are not going to be able to allow it to work on the ground. And if they do that, then they have to, like, open up this whole process. So yesterday what happened was it was like a draft supplemental environmental impact report, right? You know, we're talking about California Environmental Quality Act. But basically, yesterday was a time for us to open up and allow public comment. There's been people who have been in this issue for a long time. But on the other side, there's this other point, which is, you know, we're one of these communities that we like to stand up high and say, oh, we don't like to have gravel mining. We don't like to have anything like that. But we like to have nice roads. And so what we're going to do is we're going to purchase all of our stuff from another community and make it travel here, which is anti-climate change action, anti-everything else, because we want to act like that we can have it all with no bad effects.
Sounds like it.
It's funny because, you know, you really get into these deeper community issues. And for me, I really don't have an opinion on this one because it passed 10 years ago. And this is just the beginning of a process that was, you know, we were taking public comment yesterday.
So this is there's much more to be said.
It was really all about a road condition. It wasn't even about the number of trips that a truck does. It was the applicant saying, I can't build out the road the way it was designed. I need to come back and request that we do this and have it be a smaller road, you know, with bikes or whatever. But
all right, there's more to be said on that one, obviously.
More process.
Yeah, more process, more process, more process. But movement yesterday in terms of recreational marijuana and growing marijuana. And that is a good, positive forward motion. Supervisor Gore, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much.